brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com.
Welcome to your Friday, November 26th. It's Black Bedlam Friday, if I can put all that together.
Yeah, my phone is going off. That must be like an alert for a new deal. Kohl's is having a sale, Phil.
I know. I'm getting... You got the Kohl's app, too. I think that's cool.
I don't know what I have.
That's the only way that's happening is if you have the Kohl's app, buddy.
Ooh.
You're fancy. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. I can tell you what the weather's going to be like today. It's going to be nice, okay? It's going to be in the 60s. What you want to know...
It's cold right now.
Yeah, it's very cold right now. We're looking at 30 in Stillwater because I'm only giving Stillwater weather today because I just assume there's people already out there putting up their tailgating and all that stuff, having the time of their lives already. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., 56 degrees at kickoff.
It's acceptable. Yeah.
56 degrees at kickoff. It'll get down to about 48 before the end of the game. So it's not going to be too bad at all. It's good football weather. Currently here in the studios of 98.1 FM, WWLSD Sports Animal, is also 30 degrees. As we say, good morning, Oklahoma City. Good morning, Tulsa. Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I had a really good Thanksgiving. You?
Yeah. I had a ball. It's fantastic.
I had a ball of what? Because I'm always curious where this is going.
Nothing. I had a beef roast. We had a roast. That's it.
Didn't get your bone of beef sandwiches?
No.
Were they sold out?
They don't sell them in Oklahoma. Aldi carries bone of beef, but they don't sell it in Oklahoma. And it was on their flyer and everything.
Sorry.
I was very excited.
Misled.
Very much so. So I had to go make an eye of round for those of you playing at home.
You know what? It is interesting. Spinozzi, you were saying you had a big feast of leftovers on top of your feast.
Yeah, I went to some friend's house yesterday. I went over right around the kickoff of the Raiders game, and I set up camp on the sofa. And my friends Alan and Toby, they're just wonderful. Their whole families, they're all the kids, all the grandkids, all that kind of stuff. Just really a good time. And by halftime, it just all filtered out, and I just laid on their sofa like I lived there. And I ate three times while I was there, and then they were boxing up all these things in styrofoam containers. They had to go get me a crate out of the garage because I have four full styrofoam containers plus about three bags full of things. I think they gave me every single leftover, everything that was left, and they also gave me a cookie to give to Phil.
He did.
Oh, really?
It's got a turkey on the front. Its face is a little smashed, but I could see where the eyes were.
Was that a... Hey, a slam at Phil for not acknowledging Turkey on Turkey Day? Or
no,
just, hey, he likes cookies.
I like cookies.
So they were just talking about the show. And Toby, not a really huge sports fan, but every now and then she'll listen in the morning, you know, when Alan's getting up and moving around. And she said, Phil's funny. Give him a cookie.
Thank you. Oh, nice.
Thank you very much.
Give the funny man
that.
A cookie.
You deserve a cookie and some flowers.
It's very. I didn't get flowers.
You didn't get your flowers?
A cookie.
Okay.
You're being given your flowers.
Oh, right,
that's
right.
That's what the youngsters call
it, Phil. The expression, right.
Oh, right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Flowers in the form of a cookie.
Yeah, everybody
has
their own.
Flour and milk and butter, and yes.
Everybody has their own form, and that is yours. 12 things the cookie, as Spinoza used to say.
I've never heard him say that before, but okay.
It's your flowers,
you're looking
your
for
roses.
12 things the cookie, then I hope you get your cookie.
You know, it's weird. Like, we talk about it's Black Friday. Like I will say this for... The big retail. I'm trying to think of the man, whoever was in charge of destroying people's lives that worked in retail for years. About how we're going to start Black Friday on Thursday afternoon at 5. Well, right during Thanksgiving, we were driving around late last night. I didn't see any stores open.
Target refuses to open ever again
good
on
for them.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
good for them.
On my way home last night, because I wasn't rolling home until just before 8 p.m., as I came down May Avenue, because I was like up near the village and just drove all the way down, looking at every store, looking at every bar and restaurant, things like that, everything closed, and it made me happy. I'm so glad they don't do that crazy midnight business anymore.
Well, that's so tough on the employees. I mean, Black Friday's hard enough.
It's just a jerk move, man.
Guess what? You could start the sale a day later, and bam, it's still going to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
extended a day after that.
I'm really glad that there weren't places open on Thanksgiving because, yeah, it's a slam on the people who work there.
Right, right, right. So if you are getting up, and I don't know how it's going to be this morning. Yeah, we always
pandemonium.
I hope it's pandemonium.
Maybe. Yeah,
that's
good too.
That's good for the economy.
It's good for the economy. I don't know if people really do they do that.
Doorbusters.
And there's always doorbusters. And
are there still?
And then they sometimes break the doors during the doorbusters.
We had about half the amount of fights, Black Friday fights last year. You know, pandemic.
Yeah, well,
but this year, I'm thinking we're back at it. We're back in business.
Listen, I hope, because I'm always curious when I come in on this show on the Friday. If there's a game, especially if there's a big game, we're here, right? And I'm always curious, because we would get, back in the day, a lot of people calling that would be in those lines. I don't know if they do that anymore. So maybe it's just people that are essential workers or what.
If you are in those lines right now, then just let us know somehow through social media.
Tweet us up. You know where to go. I'm just thinking a lot of people now do a lot of online stuff, too.
I just don't think they do that anymore.
Q-Tip's doing all his Black Friday shopping right now.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to the show this morning, you really are a morning animals fan or you are essential. Yeah. Good morning, essential person.
Especially all of our plumbers out there. We found out today is your day.
Yeah.
It really is.
Everybody got one coming to my house today.
Well, that's why I was running a little bit late. I mean, you had Thanksgiving yesterday. I'm not usually a pre-show Cooper?
You're daily constitutional, yes.
I'm usually during or after, usually post-game, but not pre.
You had to download some brownware.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it's just, I could see where the plumbing industry is going to be very, very, very busy on call today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really tough not being able to use toilet paper right now, or at least flush it down.
Right.
Is that still
yes, today's the day. It's going to get fixed today,
so
Curtis.
The plumber's coming today on Black Friday?
Yes. Brown Friday.
It's Brown Friday for him. Exactly yes. Right.
They really do call it Brown Friday for a plumber. It's a very busy day. Very busy.
Well, Godspeed to you and your toilet. How's your garage?
I'm out of it. I got out of it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we need to worry about right now?
No, I think we're good.
Other than a car that won't be around for another year?
Yeah. We're great.
All right.
I have no complaints. None.
Well, yeah, you should be happy because you two, your teams did all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys.
No, they did not.
Cowboy fans.
The Cowboys still suck is what you should be saying, Phil. I should throw that back in my face.
The Cowboys suck.
I watched that game, and I basically wanted to throw myself into a volcano at one point because I'm a huge Raider fan, so of course I wanted them to win. But I have Dak Prescott, Michael Gallup, and the guy Greg Zuerlein on the Cowboys. So when the Cowboys had the ball, I was like, all right, Raiders, let them score, but you need to score again.
Cowboys offense wasn't the issue, I can tell you that.
No, the Raiders. I'm going to tell you, whoever that defensive back in, he was the issue.
Anthony Brown, yeah.
Four.
Not one. Pass, not two.
No, he four passer. And by the way, he could have had a fifth one because they just let it go.
They're tired of
throwing. They found him. I'm going to tell you, once Derek Carr found him, he said, that's my guy over there. I'm going after him all night long. They went after him in overtime.
That's good coaching. That's a good
right.
Smart quarterback.
Find the weak spot, go after him.
Find the weak spot, and he was the weak spot. To his credit, afterwards, he was like, yeah, I sucked. Yeah,
what's he going to say? I wasn't doing any of that stuff. We watched you doing that stuff all day long.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
a very entertaining game. Very entertaining. Unless, of course, you were a Cowboy fan, like I said. A lot of penalties, man. How about that when they tried that one field goal, a dude jumped off sides. First the Raiders move. And then a guy jumps offside twice in a row, and it was like, are they ever going to get this field goal kicked? And the Raiders actually missed one of the field goals when the guy jumped offsides.
Well, yeah, offsides, you had hold. I mean, you had the timeouts. I mean, it was a cut. Can we get on with it?
Yeah, just kick the ball.
Get on with it. It was a famous line from The Wire. Get on with it, mother. And they killed him already. Stringer Bell.
You don't have to explain you're almost swearing to me. Just don't swear.
I do. But no, listen.
Eat your comfort cookie. You'll be fine.
Well, I didn't get a chance to swear in front of the kids yesterday watching the game, so I need to do it now. This is my outlet.
You don't get to swear here either.
Because that game was swearable. Like, it was like, what are the Cowboys doing? Defensively, they looked really, really bad. And you're right, Anthony Brown, he was the problem. Their secondary is the problem. I heard Mike McCarthy afterwards talking about the pre-game meeting they had. He goes, yeah. We talked about this officiating crew with the guys. We told them, hey, I'm paraphrasing, over-officious, so you need to be ready for it, and clearly we were not. So he didn't – I mean, a lot of people say, well, was he making excuses? No, I think he basically said, my players were idiots. We told them these guys are going to over-officiate. You cannot do the stuff you're doing, Anthony Brown.
Yeah, they scout the officials, too. They know who does what.
Sure. They knew.
You can't play physical this afternoon. And the first time they got him, Derek Carr was like, every time I'm in trouble all day long, not that guy.
That's one of those CYA deals. Like, hey, I told him. That, I mean, you know, like, I told him not to do it. So, you know, don't blame me, people. Don't blame me. But here the Cowboys are 7-4. The Raiders now, after,
back in it.
I think most Raider fans, you, had written them off after
the swarm was underway
the last couple
weeks. No, they've been awful. They've been awful for a couple weeks.
And here they are. I mean, they are right in the thick of it, man.
Can I hear some Brent Musburger, if you guys don't mind?
No, go ahead. I like hearing Brent call a game.
On its way! Yes, the Raiders come up a winner, upsetting the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving afternoon, 36-33, and they snap the three-game losing streak and jump right back into the thick of playoff talk. 36-33.
What a game.
Unbelievable.
What a game.
An instant classic on Thanksgiving afternoon in Dallas.
That AFC West is really fun. Because the Chiefs are 7-4.
Yeah, they're starting to surge a little bit.
And the Chargers only half game behind them at 7-4. And then the Raiders and Broncos both with 5 losses. So if the Broncos win, you have 4 teams within 1 game. 1 game. In the same division.
We are the Morning Animals on this Friday, November 26th.
And your Bears won the toilet bowl yesterday. Speaking of toilet, boy, was that a terrible close game to watch.
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, my God. It was awful. Came down to a last-second kick. It was an awful football game. That's usually how those Lions games are. Those Lions games are never, never good games, except for sometimes you get bad teams playing close football.
Because these ones are any good.
The exciting, bizarre games, you know?
The Bears beat an 0-10-1 team.
But a very game 0-10-1 team.
And the announcer acts like the Bears won the Super Bowl. By the way, they're 4-7.
Stretches his hand out. Snap. Placement. Kick by Cairo Santos. It is up. It is good for the win. Get your feast on, Bears fans. Thanksgiving, turkey, and the fixings will never taste any better. Bears get the win. 16-14 on the swing of the red leg of Cairo Santos. Bears win. Fade to black from Detroit.
I like that. Now, him saying it'll never taste better.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, you did beat a winless team.
He was caught up in the emotion of the moment.
Okay, they saved their head coach's job for one more week.
Right.
Maybe. I still think they could fire him. I might as well give him a win on, you know, win and firing on the way out.
It's just ridiculous.
In their defense, when they fired him, they go, it was the Lions.
Yeah, you should have beaten him by more.
It was the Lions, man.
You barely won.
It will never taste better.
Never. No, never. If you go to the Super Bowl, it won't. No, this year, this team, this game where you had, I mean, there might have been 500 holding calls in that game if the officials wanted to. You talk about over-officious. Boy, wow. That was the longest game. And then it was a bad game on top of that. And then it was a close game, so you had to watch that bad game. And the Bears somehow won that awful meaningless football game.
They sucked and won.
Right.
Amazing. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. It is a Bedlam Black Friday with the animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.